Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden remains in Delaware, where he is being treated for COVID-19. He's resisted calls from other Democrats to drop out of the race. Meanwhile, Senator J.D. Vance was on the campaign trail for the first time as former President Trump's running mate, vice presidential candidate in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Who could possibly reject the idea that 4 years of President Trump has been a hell of a lot better than 4 years of Joe Biden, right?
Trump was also at that rally, their first together, Trump's first since last week's assassination attempt. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle will testify Monday before the House Oversight Committee. The Washington Post reports that Trump's detail requested additional resources multiple times over the last few years, but were denied. In a statement, the Secret Service says where specific specialized units or resources were not provided, the agency made modifications to ensure security. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The pandemic caused an explosion of telehealth services, but that flexibility could soon expire for people on Medicare. Eric Tegedoff reports.
A new report from the Bipartisan Policy Center details how Congress can improve telehealth. Without action from Congress, telehealth provisions for Medicare expire at the end of 2024. Maya Sandalo with the Bipartisan Policy Center says telehealth is especially important for rural states like Idaho.
We know that patients have to travel way farther than folks in urban areas to access care. Hospitals are shutting down and struggling to stay afloat. And so telehealth is really an important part of this puzzle.
Sandalo says Congress looks likely to give a 2-year extension to telehealth provisions, but she also notes that members should consider ways to ensure people can access this care. The report recommends 3 policies for Congress to consider if it extends telehealth provisions. First, she says policymakers need to consider the cost with a study from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services because there is some disagreement about whether it costs more than in-person care. Sandalo says CMS should also set up a way to track telehealth companies, noting that some might be providing care only over the phone without the option for video calls.
These companies are really important for expanding access to care, but there are some quality concerns associated with some of these companies.
Lastly, Sandalo says Congress should make some of the policies around telehealth permanent, such as doing away with location restrictions. She says telehealth is going to continue to be important to the healthcare landscape going forward.
Research finds that it can be really high quality, equally good as compared to in-person care, and we're living in a behavioral health crisis. And any measures to expand access to care are really important.
For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Twins in Minnesota before over 41,600 fans, the largest crowd ever for a regular season game at Target Field. Freddy Peralta pitched the first 6 scoreless innings. Then the Twins scored and it was tied up 1-1 heading into the 11th inning, and things got wild. The Twins scoring 3 runs into the 12th, the Brewers putting up 7 to make it an 8-4 win for Milwaukee, with Jackson Churio in at left fielder for Christian Yelich, who was out with a sore back. Churio making a spectacular diving catch to his left to win the game on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Buxton to left field. Churio is there! And he puts a ribbon on this one. Jackson Churio, 3 hits out of the 9 spot, makes a diving play and puts this one on ice in Minneapolis.
Basketball, the Bucks losing to the Wizards 91-79. Washington outscored the Bucks by 17 in the fourth quarter. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms around the area today. Outside of the rain, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, our winds will be light. Tonight, partly cloudy, a few sprinkles, lows in the lower 60s, a few showers and storms around for your Monday. It's 66 at our studios.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the Pewaukee Public Library about all the wonderful things going on there that you can take advantage of. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Good morning, back we are, the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. All the way till high noon Central Time. Arthur Treacher's 120th birthday. English film stage actor. MC on Merv Griffin Show.
Lost a week, a Donner and Lee came at all.
Nice old a geezer with a lost call.
Sees my a Mrs. Texas top at all.
In the very gentle money, why? What a cheer. All that I describe. Oh, you're gonna meet Phil. Everyone, street Phil. Love, love, right. But I should have died. A night with the old tenor.
Every evening at the stroke of five, me and the missus takes a little ride. You sigh, oh wonderful, they're still alive.
If you saw that little donkey go, when we start the blessed donkey stops, he won't move, so I quickly ups. Pounds start a wagon and when down he drops, someone says he wasn't mine to go.
Arthur Treacher and the MC for the Mike Douglas, no, not Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin TV show. Ever get those guys mixed up? I've always done that. The music of the star. Shirley Temple, of course.
Ever see the Congo when it's gleaming in the night? Ever hear the jungle with the animals in fright?
Born in Brighton, England, United Kingdom.
Congo and the jungle and I'm right.
120 years ago. Died at 81 in Manhasset, New York.
Jungle fever, oh, you know the reason that I long to go.
I got another song by Arthur. You want to hear it?
dark-haired siren.
Come on, speak up.
Congo, sweetheart.
No? Okay.
Back to you.
Later. Come on, it's his birthday.
Native dream girl. Jungle fever is in my blood for you.
Shirley Temple kept us smiling through some pretty difficult times. Those threadbare 30s. Old music hall number, what chair? That was 39.
No music is as sweet. Got that fever, jungle fever. Oh, the Congo's calling and long to go. Oh, dusky maiden, dark-haired siren, Congo sweetheart, I'm coming back to you. Wild-eyed woman, native dream girl, jungle fever is in my blood for you.
Garland did a duet with Arthur Treacher. She was guest hosting the Merv Griffin Show. Here they are.
Judy, should we have a go at it? Eh?
I think so. I think so. Okay?
I'll stop.
Darling, I'll...
If you were the only girl in the world, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way.
A garden of Eden, just meant for two,
with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you.
In particular has endured as a sentimental favorite, If You Were the Only Girl in the World.
You were the only girl, huh?
You're
just for you and me.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do.
Clifford Gray and Nat Ayer did the lyrics with Dino. Here's a birthday to Gloria DeHaven. Born in 1925. Here she is in My Mother Told Me. This is pretty rare stuff. Music of the Stars.
Do 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 Mother told me there'd be moments like this. What'll I do now? What'll I do now? My mother told me I'd be tempted to kiss. What'll I do now? What'll I do now? Once you get me in your arms, you'll have me in your clutch. Oh, not that I don't like your charms, but I'm liable to like them too much. My mother told me there'd be fellas like you. What'll I do now? What am I gonna do now? She said to break it up the best way that I know how. But her talk made no impression, no, not even a dent. I never thought there would be moments like this, but now I know what mother meant. My mother told me there'd be moments like this.
What are you gonna do now?
To break it up the best way that I know how. But her talk made no impression, no, not even a dent. My mother, 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 mother told me there'd be moments like this, and now I know what mother meant.
Good picture, 1944. Two girls and a sailor. Gloria to Haven. Never a star. Worked for MGM. Her mom was an actor and her dad, vaudeville performer. Oh, she did a lot of television in the 40s, 50s. Including some dramatic performances. She was with Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times, 1936. I didn't know that until I looked it up. Happy Sunday, everybody. Music of the Stars, a Civic Media radio network from WRJN Racine. Big deals. No, the store I'm talking. All kinds of great savings, local food and merchandise services. Here's what you do. You log on to WRJN.com. Check out all your chances to save. 30% off, at least. There's a certificate there worth $40, $28 your price. Certificates for $20, they cost you $14. Check out those big deals, WRJN.com. There's a big deal of the day, too. Check it out every week, twice, 50% off, 50%. All kinds of food, services, and merchandise. Solid gold. Sinatra, 1948.
Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene. And I stopped a day in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Hair of gold, eyes of blue,
prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kinda tight. So I stood my ground and hung around and left on Friday night. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal that I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal that I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
Here's Eva Cassidy.
Fields of gold. Ooh.
Cassidy. Washington, D.C., born 1963, passed away in 1996 at 33. She's got 9 posthumous albums released. Orchestra, that's Sidney Fields and Shooting Star. I guess we have a meteor shower coming down. Is that true? I have to check that out. I don't have any meteor songs here, but here's more about the color gold. This is from Cinderella.
La 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 la.
Thank you.
Catherine Beaumont. What comes after afternoon is dusk. I'm going to play an instrumental thing called Dusk. Cecil Gibbs wrote this. Tell you about him in a moment. Cecil Gibbs, nobody plays his music anymore. But my dad used to say, and by the way, yesterday was his birthday. He said, music is the universal language. No matter what you hear, you think of something. And just what the composer's maybe trying to get across to you, that twilight is kind of a, well, it's a drum roll.
The organist inevitably played a song written in 1882. Do you remember?
Crosby.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet song.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mist began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy thought, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song. And in the dusk where fell the firelight's gleam, softly in
song at twilight when the lights are low and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet song. My voice
underneath that lonesome pine on the hill.
Dino Martino. Lou Alder and Sid Mitchell wrote that. The Music of the Star. Brown, the band of renown. I was introduced originally by the Three Sons, and then the Platters with 1958's flip side of Les Brown Doris Day's Sentimental Journey. That's on Columbia. Oh, Ted Nash on that great sax solo. Stories about sunset.
To me, she sailed at the dawning. All day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset. I'm trusting in you.
And Riddle's Orchestra. Hugh Williams, Jimmy Kennedy wrote that. We'll be right back. quick look at news coming down and weather. Looks pretty good. A meteor shower anyway. Umbrella won't help you. Looky here, where's the month gone? The music of the stars. Wait, let me just adjust this calendar.
I belong to the man of the month club, and here it is the end of July. It's just about time for August to come hot footing it by. You can bet that I'm 12 times as happy as gals with only one man a year. And now is the time to put my heart in high gear, and he can do it. Ooh, you ought to see him with that baby. I'm here, your worries are over. Smile, and when we kiss, I know it won't be cold enough for winter. For a long, long while, I belong to the man of the month club, and this July was only so-so. But now that it's time, I've got 31 days to glow.
All right, look at news and weather. Music of the Stars continues.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.